Now, beginning with the first story, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has blasted Saudi Arabia and its allies for launching, quote, a bloody attack against Yemen's port city of Hodeidah with advanced weapons. Addressing Iranian lawmakers in the capital, Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei said that the incursion on the Yemeni port has revealed what he called the evil nature of the aggressors. The leader further slammed the military operation as a crime and as the invaders, the enemies of humanity. Forces from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates started the aggression against the Red Sea port last week. They seek to control the city from, take control of the city from the Houthi fighters. Well, let's get some comments. We'll go to London. We have Ammar Waqaf, founder and director with Gnosis with us. Good to see you, sir. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says that this military operation against Hodeidah is a crime and that the invaders are enemies of humanity. Let us have your comments on this.
Well, there's a war going on over there, and and obviously the Saudi forces and the Emirati forces are pushing towards, and their allies are pushing towards depriving the North government, so to speak, the Houthis, from a major advantage in Al Hudaydah port. Should the port be damaged or a huge humanitarian casualty result from such an offensive, then we are indeed in front of a humanitarian crisis. The Red Cross has talked about it, UNICEF has talked about it. You know, millions of children are at threat. What the Saudis and the Emiratis are trying to do at the moment is to push a huge sort of psychological warfare offensive as well, in order to try and push the Houthis and the, you know, popular factions from Hodeidah to withdraw, to flee. But this is not happening, and they're not falling for this, and we are heading towards seemingly a huge battle, a bloody battle, and, you know, Yemen cannot really take more disasters, you know, the cholera and everything, malnutrition and what have you, and other diseases. So this is indeed threatening to turn into a humanitarian issue, and the Saudis and the Emiratis should take into consideration that, you know, there might be, you know, a huge casualty figure here ahead, and we need to stop.
And Ammar Waqaf, as you also put it, the UN has made condemnations. It has issued some warnings about what it's called humanitarian catastrophe, also like you put it. But is this, by mere condemning or issuing warning against not doing something, is this sufficient?
Well, what this means at the moment is they're trying to, this is some sort of a disclaimer, in a sense, from the international community. At this moment in time, this serves as a tacit green light, you know, go on and make your offensive. If you can push the Houthis to flee, and the Saleh forces and so on and so forth, the Yemeni army to flee, then you will have taken Al-Hudaydah without many casualties. But should this thing turn into a bloody situation, then we will have said, you know, we will have warned you before, and you know, we can then take a stand. The thing, well, the rationale behind what is happening at the moment is that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are making this a huge showdown in order to push the Houthis into a negotiating table on their terms. But this, the Houthis are not fleeing, so they're also making a stand in order to take the Saudis and the Emiratis to the negotiating table on their own terms, providing that there will be a bloody battle and the world cannot just stand. And going back to your question, it looks at the moment a bit cosmetic, but should the casualty list start to extend, and we have, you know, hundreds and thousands of casualties, a lot of destruction, especially on the Hodeidah port itself, a major outlet for humanitarian aid, then the international community cannot just stop there, and we could see probably more action in the Security Council, and probably some frowning on the UAE, the Saudi Arabians, and telling them, you know, we've given you a chance, you couldn't take it, let's go to the negotiating table.
All right, thank you for your comments. I'm Ammar Waqaf, founder and director of Gnosis, joining me from London.